A new regional animal task force has met and groups have been assigned tasks to solve the problem of pet overpopulation in Temiskaming Shores. Spearheaded by John and Dwayne Shimko, the regional task force drew people from across the district to its first meeting on February 10 at the Diamond Community Hall. "We've got surrenders of pets to the animal shelters at an all-time high," said Dwayne Shimko. 7 people attended in person and 5 attended virtually. A number of municipalities sent representatives to that first meeting, and the vision is that eventually all municipalities will join to implement steps that can help to address the problem. Already participating are Temiskaming Shores, Englehart, Temagami, Latchford, and the townships of Armstrong, Harris, and Aventurelle. Also in attendance was Jennifer McEwen of Northern Animals Rescue and Sanctuary. As a result of the first meeting, groups have been established to investigate funding and grant opportunities, policies and legislation which are being encountered in attempting to deal with the issue, veterinary and animal health support, and community engagement and public awareness. One of the suggested steps is for all municipalities across the district to have at least the same basic animal control bylaw. Many of the municipalities share an animal control officer, it was noted, and there was general agreement that a harmonized animal control bylaw would simplify the task of enforcing it. "The high cost of neutering and spaying pets is an obstacle for pet owners," said Shimko. "People need help. People are saying they cannot afford to feed their animals," she said. She argued that there is value in helping pet owners who are having financial difficulties to be able to keep their pets, where it is a loving home. "There are also pets in shelters that cannot find homes because potential owners can't afford them. There are beautiful dogs out there that people are not adopting," she pointed out. The task force discussed the value of having a clear record of the number of homed pets in the district. John Shimko outlined his view that pet owners are more responsive to licensing their pets if the licenses are offered free of charge for 2 or 3 years. He put forward the idea of obtaining sponsorship for spay and neuter clinics. McEwen added that if there were vaccination clinics, microchipping of the pet could be done at the same time. Clinics are taking place in North Bay, Dwayne Shimko noted, but not all pet owners can afford to take the day off to drive their pet to the clinic. Discussion also took place on the point that pet overpopulation in an area is also a health issue for humans. Temagami Chief Administrative Officer Laala Jahanchalu said that is a good case to bring to the health departments. McEwen noted that the Temiskaming area is one of the worst for backyard breeders and puppy mills. "Canine parvovirus has been spread all over by this activity," she pointed out. "These operations need to be regulated," John Shimko emphasized. "There are small rescues throughout the area, but at the Northern Animals Rescue and Sanctuary about 20 to 30 messages are being received each day from people wishing to surrender their animal or have an animal picked up." Dwayne Shimko pointed out that difficult economic times are adding to the issue. John Shimko also observed that younger dogs are being surrendered as time goes by, meaning a pet dog is being given up more easily than in the past. "We need to lessen the population, but we still have a population we need to address," he said. Darlene Rowe is a local journalism initiative reporter with the Temiskaming Speaker. LJI is funded by the Government of Canada.